This was a number one Fool song, if I'm not mistaken.
That's one of the big Fool songs.
Yes.
No question.
On a personal level, I never liked the Doobie Brothers with Michael McDonald in it. I liked Johnston better, a little bit better.
I think Mr. McDonald is so talented, but I'm with you.
But I've come to embrace it, enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
See, Oh, no, just something about that, too. Well, here's a man who might have met Michael McDonald, and it's Jerry Pupil, musician from Avon Lake, joining us this morning. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Now, I'm looking at your website, and you've opened for many different people and groups. The Straubs is even out here as well. Sean Mullins, Beach Boys, Michael McDonald. Tell me a little bit of the circumstances of something like that.
Okay. I did not get to meet Michael. That was with my band Birdhouse Gourds. We opened for Michael McDonald, Average White Band, and Hall & Oates at the Tower City Amphitheater, which is no longer in existence. But so we got to play out on the side stage, but did not get to meet. So out of all those acts that we've opened for, I've gotten to meet about half of them. So
how does that come to be that you are the opening act? How does that all come together?
It's a lot of, pestering people who are booking agents. After I got a chance to open for a few, I think I started to get a little bit of momentum, and then we would basically inquire we'd see who's coming to town at places like the Winchester, Beachland Ballroom, House of Blues, and then, basically say, hey, we think we're a good fit for that band, and it had a pretty nice string of a bunch of nice artists to open for.
Now, who are the Birdhouse Gourds?
Okay, so Birdhouse Gourds are, it's me and then a friend, Jake Schneider, who is a long friend from high school, a great musician, a piano player, bass player, drummer, and then my brother-in-law, Will, who plays bass. So we played a lot of these places together as a band and had a great time.
Are you the guitar singer? Are you kind of the guy up front? Is that?
Well, I'm the guitar player and singer, but Jake and I share the vocal duties, so we do a little singing each.
Okay.
Now, you've got some dates coming up, we noticed, too. And one, in fact, next Tuesday night at Brothers Lounge.
Yeah, it's funny. For whatever reason, this has been a busy spring. I've already booked 17 performances, and it's still early. So actually, I'm at the Shaker North Human Farmers Market tomorrow morning, 8 to 12. I'm hoping it's not going to snow because that'll be hard on the hands. Brothers Lounge next Tuesday, Crocker Park, North Union, the following Saturday. So it's going to be a busy April.
All right, tell me the difference between a lounge and a farmer's market. What's the routine or what's the...
Yeah, that's funny you ask because, Brothers Lounge, that's your sort of typical nightclub. Actually, it's a great place, love, very classy place. Okay. But it's evening, kind of intimate setting, a little dark with some stage lights. As opposed to the morning farmer's market, which is exactly what it sounds like, outdoors, lots of people passing through, but like you can get anything from 90 degrees in the summertime to 40, at now, so it's a little rougher.
Are you supposed to play like Fast Step and buy this vegetable music? I mean, is that how...
It's funny because I can definitely notice the difference, like song selection. I get number one more tips depending on what I play. I try to play, more folky stuff at the farmer's markets for sure.
Wow, that's great. So wherever you hang your hat and drop your case, that's what you'll play.
And that's right. Yeah.
And I guess as a musician, that's what you kind of have to do, just to play, right?
You really do. And an interesting thing is some of these, I'll call them non-traditional music gigs, farmers markets and other outdoor gigs, they really are some of the excellent gigs because you get a nice following. A lot of times they're daytime and, they really actually have grown to enjoy a lot of those gigs.
You can see the audience more.
Yes,
right?
You can.
And they're all fresh-faced. Mm-hmm. They may be a little tired, but... They're not distracted as much as...
Yeah, absolutely. That's for sure.
And I suppose you could get a little networking, too. People might hear you. They come to buy something, and all of a sudden, there's like, this sounds good, and they think they may have some connection somewhere.
Yeah. Actually, I've the number of times I've had people book me from hearing me at a farmer's market, they'll book me somewhere else. So I'm doing some at Catawba Island Country Club. The gentleman that runs that heard me at a market.
What about unique places that you've played or events or something like that? Anything stand out?
Let's see. The Truck Stop Tuesday they do at Crocker Park. It's a middle of day Tuesday where you bring in the food trucks. So I'm kind of the entertainment for the fired up taco truck or the pizza truck and the pulled pork truck. So that's a little different.
Do you get like food when you take a break? Are you, is that?
You know, oftentimes the vendors will actually offer. So sometimes I'll get a free pulled pork sandwich, whatever. But a lot of times I go to the farmers markets. You know, if I make tips, I usually try to spend them. You know, and on my neighbors. You know, if I buy the buy the soap next door and the the meats from the guy. You know, a couple of things down. So
you get a grocery list, a honeydew kind of a list of what to pick. Don't forget while you're there, pick this up here.
Got that right.
Hey, Jerry, we've had you on the show a number of times over the past 5 years, but for people who don't know, how did you actually decide you want to do this as part of your life?
You know, it's funny because I've enjoyed music my whole life and played guitar since I was a young age. Several times over the last maybe 10, 15 years, I said, I'm done with this. You know, I sell a bunch of guitars and say, I'm done. But just, there's a something, it's like I gotta do it, for better or for worse. So I just kind of have a drive to make the music. I love writing the songs. Obviously, I have a full-time day job, so this is something I do on the side. But I think it really kind of rounds out the experience. You know, it's something that I really look forward to do, do the creative aspect of it. So I really enjoy it.
Well, we brought you in, and you brought your guitar, so that means we want you to play something this morning.
Okay.
Jerry, if you could give us something for this April Fool's Day, we'd appreciate it.
Sure. Okay. So this is an original song. It's called Winter Wren, and it's a very new one. It's actually, this is the first radio performance of it anywhere. So.
I think I've let you down again. That's when troubles begin. Did I do something yesterday to make you feel this way? Anyway, same old tale we used to tell. You should know, I know it well. Know that I had made you cry, even though it should be I. Lie, lie, lie. Why, oh, why? For my winter end, I will be a better man, 'cause I remember when I hadn't been. Say again. La 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 la. I deserve my punishment. I can take it on the chin. Time and time again, it's remission of sin to the bitter end. Say again. For my winter end, I will be a better man, 'cause I remember when I hadn't been. Say again. La 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 la.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you very much. Thank
Jerry
you.
Jerry Popiel joining us this morning with one of his songs. It's interesting. I'm looking at your Facebook page. I'm thinking musicians today with social media really can get an intimate contact with their fans. There's sometimes the middleman gets eliminated from something like this.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. And on the flip side of it, because it's so prevalent, you know, there's a lot of music and a lot of people out there. So you still need to find a way to connect, you know, because there's so much out there.
Right. There is a lot of folks that all have a guitar and want to sing and have something to say.
That's correct.
And they hope people come out and listen. And again, where are you going to be in the next couple of days or weeks?
Okay, so again, at the Shaker Square Farmers Market, North Union, tomorrow from 8 to 12, outdoors. Then Tuesday night at Brothers Lounge Wine Bar from 7 to 10, and that's with Jake Schneider on piano and bass. And then next Saturday at Crocker Park Farmers Market, 9 to 1.
Well, the Crocker Park Farmers Market is opening up again, because I always get told to get up and get out there.
That's the opening week.
Go get your
rhubarb.
The different cold crops, as they say, or whatever they're able to get at this time of the year. It's always neat. Sometimes they have baked goods there, which is not a bad thing as well. Now, Jerry, before we let you go, ask Jerry about Tilda Swinton. You have to just say that. Tell us about...
So, Jerry, tell us about Tilda.
Okay, so Tilda Swinton, Oscar winner. I got a chance to be in a motion picture with her, shot last summer in Italy. So I went there and spent a week, shot a full day in the studio with Tilda, and it made 1 minute in the movie, so in the release.
How much is on the cutting room floor then? Is that would be?
It's hard to say, but.
How many days were you there doing this?
So I spent about 5 days actually in Italy, really one full day shooting the one scene.
And you play?
I'm a guitar player for Tilda Swinton in her band. She's a 80s rock star who is kind of dealing with modern day after, you know, kind of post-stardom. And Ray Fiennes is her record producer and former lover. The movie is called A Bigger Splash, and it's coming out here in the U.S. in May, I think. So.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay,
Craig.
How do you land a job in Italy with Tilda and Rafe?
Just pure stunning good looks and musical charm, I guess.
Of course.
They saw him on the stage in Will Rogers' Follies, right? Isn't that what it is?
That and the screenwriter is somebody I know. So
there you go.
Yeah, connections, though. But obviously, he's
available. Excellent.
Can you come to Italy? Sure, I can do it.
I dropped everything to do
it. Now, your guitar made it through customs in the airport and travel like that? Because we have, you know, people with their instruments in the airplanes don't always work as well.
I had to use one in Italy.
Oh, wow.
So.
He didn't want to take it. He'd have to put his guitar in quarantine probably for a number of years.
Yeah, I don't like flying with these things. So.
Very protective of that. It's important. Yeah. It goes where you go. It's just as important as your voice, I suppose.
It is, and they're fragile.
Yep. Well, Jerry, we appreciate you coming in this morning.
No, thank you so much. Glad to be here.